This episode of Enough, the Minimal Mac podcast, is brought to you by Harvest. Harvest is a web-based time tracking application relied on by creative freelancers and teams in over 100 countries. With Harvest, you can easily track billable time and even invoice for it. Harvest also has visual reports that give you a quick overview of your logged hours and how much of your hard work is uninvoiced. If you're on the go, Harvest native iPhone and Android companion apps make it easy to track time and expenses from anywhere, whether you're at a client's office or working for a flight. You can even snap pictures of receipts and upload them straight to Harvest. Learn more of a 30-day free trial at getharvest.com and use the coupon code TIMESAVER at checkout to get 50% off your first month after that.
Hey there, Mike.
Hello, Pat.
How are you, sir?
I'm very well, mate. How are you?
I'm excellent. So for this episode, I got an email from Christopher Miller.
And Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. I get a lot of emails in my inbox from folks. They think I have all the answers, and so they email me questions, which I certainly don't mind, and I love, and sometimes I actually do have an answer. But oftentimes I don't. I'm forced to admit an area where I've done some thinking, but I don't know if I have quote unquote the answer. And I have just probably as many questions as the next person. So I'm gonna read the email. It's about photo management. And says, I'm overwhelmed with photo management. Do you have any suggestions for where to start tackling the deluge of photos one has collected over a lifetime and how to organize them from their various folders on a computer to one common place? iPhoto, Picasa, something easier or better? And basically, I'm just as stymied as the next person, because here's the thing. So I've been writing a lot about photos lately. Photography has been something that's been kind of front of mind. Part of it is because of this email, but the other part of it is that I, you know, talking about using the iPhone as the camera. I mean, it's a really great camera. I was looking through some of the photos that I took while I was on vacation. I'm like, wow, these are really great photos. You know, I'm surprised I took these, and especially surprised I took them with my iPhone. And so thinking a lot about that. The other thing is, so I've got, this... You know, Nikon D40. It's not a great SLR.
I have the D40 as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
For now, I just have the stock lens. I've been.
Yes, me too. it's so expensive. I mean, I've got it, and I always plan on buying a new lens. But I just don't feel like I'm good enough to really warrant a better lens at the moment. And then, you know, the majority of the time, as you so very rightly put, my iPhone probably does the job for the sort of picture that I take, I guess.
Right. Exactly. And I would say that cameras are the razors of technology. I mean, the you buy the body.
Yeah.
That's not where they're making their money. They're really making their money on the glass, as they say, as the pros say. And the glass, the lenses, are oftentimes, obscenely expensive. And the stock, the lens that it comes with, that they include in the package, which, by the way, you get the lens if you buy the package. You can't just buy body only for for about $200 less or something like that. But that lens is a pretty decent lens and will do the nice kind of macro portrait shots with lots of bokeh in the background if you want, and will also has a good enough zoom that you can do those far away photos and catch the action reasonably fast. But it also has this feature, like most SLRs, where you can hold down the shutter button and it will, just go and take a bunch of photos, right?
Yeah.
I think it sounds a lot like that when it doesn't. And so I'm guilty of having that turned on. Because the best way to take a great photo is to take, you know, to take a few hundred of them. So you can find that, so you can capture that one great photo. And that is especially true, I find, with even just, with things that you wouldn't normally think it would be, like a portrait. I find that I'll hold down the button and take, you know, and let it just rip off, you know, 20 or so shots. And because, and it's very unminimalist of me. But the thing is that out of those 20 or so shots, my bet is the very first one is not going to be the one that I choose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 99% of the time, it's not. You know, it's one of the ones in the middle. Why? Well, because, you know, when you, you know, take someone's portrait, they're naturally going to force a smile, right? And so what I try to do is I, you know, get that shutter button running, and then I, like, you know, make a joke or, you know, say, okay, laugh, you know, or, okay, be funny. You know, and I'll get a great shot that way, a natural shot.
It won't, and that's be the beauty of digital, is that it doesn't matter how many you take, because
right.
You can just carry on going.
Yeah, exactly. You can take 3,000 photos and not even fill up half your, you know, 8 gig SD card. You know,
yeah.
especially if you're not shooting in RAW or something like that. But. And the same thing is true of the iPhone. I find myself doing the same thing on the iPhone. I use Camera Plus, which is a great photo app. But the main reason I use it is because it's so much faster than the built-in camera app in the time between shots. So
right.
you can do that. You can go tap, 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 and take several shots in a row. And basically, I find myself using my iPhone like an SLR, filling up, you know. So I have to go back into Camera Plus, into its little queue editing feature, and sift through and delete and keep the one I want. But of course, I don't do that nearly as much as I should.
Mm-hmm.
And so in iPhoto, here I've got thousands of photos that I don't need. But what it takes is time. It takes sitting down and going through each, you know, kind of group of photos, each event as it were, and go through and look and decide, okay, what out of these is the best photo to keep and which ones to delete.
Yeah.
And it's just crud taking up space, but I don't do it. I just don't do it. And it's one of those areas I really need to get better at. So to answer Chris's question directly, out of iPhoto, Picasa, something easier, and better, I argue iPhoto. Why? Well, iPhoto comes with every Mac.
It's simple. And I think if, I mean, this isn't meant in a derogatory way to Chris, but if he has to ask that question, then he doesn't need something like Aperture.
Right.
Because I would assume that he may not be a professional.
Yeah.
I've looked at Aperture and it just upsets me because I don't understand what's happening. So, you know, I would always say to just go with iPhoto.
Yeah.
As you say, it's built into the Mac. Don't go with Picasa. There's not really, you know, I don't really see personally the benefit myself.
Yeah.
Unless you're really, really big on Google Plus. But what about online, Pat? What would you make a suggestion there? Would you say to store photos online? Is there benefits to storing photos online?
I don't know that there is necessarily, unless
backup.
You're planning to share them. Backup, sure. But, I mean, you should be using other methods to back up your data to begin with,
yeah.
Including your photos. So, you know, I just don't. I would say that backup is not a good enough reason if you're just backing up your photos. You should be backing up everything.
and yeah, your photos naturally get backed up because of that.
Here's what I think I need to do. So there's two things. There's what I need to do and what I have been doing very recently as I've been thinking about this.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we'll cover the second one first. The problem is the lack of imitations on the input, i.e., the fact that I can take several photos and keep them all because I have more than enough space on my phone. The fact that I can take, you know, several photos and keep them all on the camera because I have enough space on the card and the camera. And that I don't take the time to edit right then and there. So thus, I end up, instead of with, you know, something that would take me 20 seconds to choose the right one and delete the rest before they even get into iPhoto, by the time I import the stuff into iPhoto, now that, you know, 30 seconds has turned into an hour. Why? Well, because now I've got, you know, several sets of these to have to go through and choose the right one and decide which ones to keep and which ones to delete. And thus the task becomes overwhelming because I've let this molehill turn into a mountain.
Uh-huh.
But the only way to turn the mountain back into a molehill is time. Time and patience. And so what I'm going to have to do, you know, what I can do right now starting today is, if I still want to maintain, you know, keep the method I've been using to get a great photo, which is to take several of them, then I also have to commit to editing right away. Not waiting till it piles up, but, you know, if I have the time, you know, I take a nice shot of Beatrix, my daughter, and I take, you know, a dozen, you know, fire off a dozen shots to, if I've got the time and capability right then and there, use the screen on the camera to flip through those, boom, 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 and go, and at the very least, delete the obviously bad ones, the ones that are blurry because she was moving around too much. She's three. She's always moving, right? The ones that, you know, where she's making a funny face, or maybe I caught her with her, you know, blink in the middle of a blink or whatever. You know, those are very easy to spot and very easy to delete right away. And it would take me 10, 15 seconds to go through and go boom, 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 boom. And at the very least, narrow down the potentially great shots.
Yeah.
But if I have another 10 seconds to then, out of those, decide which one of those is the best to take care of that right away, so that I'm only keeping and importing one into iPhoto. So I've done the work up front. For the, you know, I have no idea, probably 20,000 photos. I'm not joking about that. That I've got an iPhoto. I'm going to have to suck it up and dedicate the time, maybe even just take it in little chunks, just say, okay, a half hour before bed, I'm going to go through some photos. And just kind of chip away at it, like a big old tree and a hand axe, you know, just keep chipping away, and eventually that tree will fall. Well, the same thing will happen with my photos.
You're going to organize them, put them in albums and stuff?
I don't know if I'll put them in albums and stuff, but certainly, you know, because here's the other thing. All of that labeling and albums and ratings and things, all of that also adds additional time, right?
Yeah, events was a fantastic creation.
Yeah.
Events in iPhoto, because it makes an automatic album, as it were, for whatever photos are taken on that day. And, and typically, you know, all of the photos taken on a day belong together.
Yeah. And so, therefore, you can go into those events. You know, you can name the event, for one thing. But for another thing, you can let's say it's a birthday party, and you know that the majority of those have, let's say it's my daughter's birthday party, Beatrix's birthday party. Well, I can very easily select all and then, do a mass edit of them and say, okay, all of these have Beatrix in them or something like that.
Yeah.
Faces is another great tool in iPhoto, the facial recognizer.
Yeah.
Because, once again, you can use it to identify all of the pictures with Beatrix from that event. And then go through and say, okay, Beatrix, 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 right? So I think that's the key, is to choose a tool that's great and works for you, obviously. I argue iPhoto because it comes with every Mac. But to realize, and this is an axiom that I say all the time, and I certainly should have applied it here, the time that you don't spend on the front end of something will usually be double, triple, or more on the back end. And that's exactly what I'm experiencing now.
Mm-hmm.
And urge others to consider that as well. So what about you, Mike? I want to find out, because I always learn best when I learn best from others. A similar experience for you? What do you do?
I use iPhoto for any sort of storing that I have. And I typically only really tend to store the photos from when I actually take the Nikon out. Because they tend... I don't take a lot of photos of my iPhone. I majorly only take photos of it if, A, I've forgotten the DSLR. Because I'm in a place where I feel like I need to take some photos. Or I just use the iPhone really to take pictures to send to Twitter, and so mainly I will just, when I'm finished with a day of taking shots, I will plug it in, chuck them in an event. I used to do all the faces stuff, but in places, but it kind of became a bit laborious, and it was just, I didn't really ever feel like I needed to do that. When the events just did me quite nicely, really. I'm not a massive photographer, but I do enjoy taking pictures of special events. But iPhoto does more than enough for what I need, and the editing features in iPhoto are great. And I've heard from a bird on the corner that the very basic editing photos in iOS 5 give someone like me exactly what they may need. Like the auto enhancing features and the rotating and the red eye, they really make the iPhone camera a lot more powerful.
Nice. I'm definitely looking forward to that. As I should be clear from the number of posts I've done on the site, I take a lot of photos with my iPhone.
Apple are taking great steps to make the iPhone camera app a more robust and useful application.
Yeah.
Things like adding a grid so you can line up your shots and being able to access the phone straight from the lock screen.
Yeah.
Is a really, really good good enhancement. I'm just hoping that more software enhancements are made, or a better camera is in the next iPhone, which means it starts up faster, because that's still a big problem.
Yeah.
The actual starting up of the camera takes too long.
Yeah. One, it's funny. So a Sky Balloon recently came out with a really neat video camera application for the iPhone, where basically it's like this: you start it up, and it starts recording right away.
Yeah,
it starts recording video right away, and the reason that they And when you want to stop, you hit the home screen, and then it saves that video to the library. I mean, it's
Capture.
Simple.
They were a sponsor of last week's episode.
Yeah, Capture. Yeah, they're fantastic. Now, what's cool about that, one of the reasons they said they made it was because especially with video, especially with kids, you don't want to have to monkey around with settings. you want to launch the thing and try to capture it as quickly as possible because you're only going to have one chance. And I've been secretly hoping that they'll make a camera version of it.
Yeah, so literally as soon as you press it, it just starts taking pictures.
Like a burst. Yeah. As soon as you press it, it'll take pictures until you hit the home screen and boom. Maybe it's a preference setting. Maybe you'll just launch, take one picture and quit and save it to your camera roll. Or maybe it will take a burst until you hit home. But the bottom line is that, once again, it's the speed, it's the having to fiddle with it, that sort of thing. There's one other photo app I want to mention before we wrap this up. And I can't remember if we talked about this on a previous podcast or if I only talked about it on Twitter. I mean, you'll remind me, Mike. But I wanted an app for the iPhone that would allow me to take a few photos and add some audio narration and stitch them together. Think like kind of Ken Burns style, but without like the zooming and stuff like that. Just the photos. Just display the photo. I talk. Okay, choose next photo. Talk some more. Choose next photo. Talk some more. And then export that out as a movie. And so I put out a call on Twitter, to see if there was anything like that. And someone pointed me to SonicPix, SonicPix, and there's a regular version and the light version. The light version only allows you three photos and I think up to 10 minutes of audio. I needed far less than that for my purposes, so there you go. But I'll probably end up purchasing the straight version. The light version was free. And I'll probably end up purchasing the straight version for the future. But it's just great. It allows you to do these neat little movies with, just pictures and narration where you can, just stitch a bunch of pictures together, provide the narration, and, say, email it to somebody. It's just a great way to share photos and to tell people, hey, this is what's happening in this photo, or this is what I was thinking at the time. I don't know. I find it very neat. So that's just a couple of freebie extras to tack on at the end of the podcast.
I have to say something very quickly as well. All right. It's a bit of a geek PSA. When we were talking about lenses, I went to Amazon.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I'll look for some lenses after the show. And it had the recommended for you section.
Yeah.
What's been recommended to me is special edition Moleskin Star Wars editions.
Oh.
Yeah, they come out in September. And they look incredible. I need to let people know about these.
Oh, yeah. You got to send me that link so I can...
Yeah, there's two. There's two, and they've got them in different sizes and paper styles.
Oh, that's awesome. Wait, sorry, you just sent the link, so I'm going to go look at this.
There's one of them, and there's the other.
Live on the podcast. Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Hold on. You said there's another one? Wait.
Yeah, wait, it's the third link, not the second one.
There we go. Oh, man.
How great are they?
Okay.
I'm pre-ordering mine now.
Okay, they've outdone themselves here.
Yeah. Because the Pac-Man ones were fantastic.
So those are from the UK store. I'll check to see if they're available as well in the US. I would assume they are.
Oh, be surprised if there wasn't.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. The bottom line for Chris is, I don't know, man. I'm in the same world of hurt as you are. Just take some patience and time to weed through the photos that you have. Make them easy to find. Decide which really is important to keep and what is not. And use iPhoto because, well, it comes built in and you know it's going to be solid. So there you go. That's the wrap up. Thanks a lot, Mike, and thanks for turning me on to these Moleskins and making me spend more money. I appreciate it. on notebooks, I definitely don't need for anyone who has actually seen my picture of my notebook collection, which I will post as well in the show notes, and you will see I do not need these, but I'm going to buy the heck out of them anyway.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll chat later, my friend.
Yeah. Take care, buddy.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.